Luke chapter 11 and verse 5 is where I want to begin reading this morning. And, amen, let's follow with me if you would. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Amen. Amen. And this little parable that's given in the Scripture concerning this friend that has a need, and goes to his friend calling out at the midnight hour. There's a few things I want you to realize and look at in the Scripture with me. First of all, it's not the time that matters. He comes to him at midnight. He comes to him at midnight. That's not an issue. It's not what he was asking for. That's not the issue. That's not what the issue is. But what is it that gets the response is his continual knocking, his persistence that brings about the answer to his knocking. Sometimes in our prayers, we need to realize that it's persistence. Persistence.
Yes, it is.
Amen. You know, when we pray, do we pray believing and having faith? Sure. Do we know that God has the means to answer our prayer? Yes. Do we know that God has the ability to answer our prayer? Well, sure, we believe that with all of our heart. I don't doubt that any of us this morning, when we pray, we're praying to a God that we believe has the power to move and to meet our need in our life. We can pray in faith, and it's not so much that we don't believe God and don't believe that God has the power to do it. Amen. But sometimes, and it's not that we don't believe that God does not have the means to meet our need. If you look at this parable, this man goes to his friend that he knows that he has the ability to help him. He goes to his friend knowing he has the ability to help him. And because he is a friend, he's not afraid to go to him at a midnight hour. Right? Amen. We know that God has the means to meet every need. We know that God has the ability to meet every need in our life. It don't matter how small or how great the situation is, God has the ability to meet the need. And sometimes, yes, maybe our faith wavers, but on a whole, I believe that we know that God has the power to do it. Many of us over the years have seen God move in miraculous ways, do great miracles, do wonderful things, and so we believe and we know that God has the ability. We know that He has the means to do that. No matter what your need today, God has the power. God has the ability. God has the means to provide and to meet your need in your life right now. It does not matter if it's in finances. It does not matter if it's in your physical health. It does not matter if it's in your family. No matter what the situation, God has the power and the means to meet the need. There is no need too great that God cannot meet the need. Amen. This man was calling out to his friend, asking for loaves of bread, asking for him to get it. He knew his friend had bread. He knew his friend had the ability to provide. He knew that he had it right there in his home. All he had to do was open up and give it to him. And we need to realize that we're praying to a God that has the ability, that has the power to meet every need. He has the power, amen, to meet the need that you have in your life right now. you are not going to overextend God. Yeah. Now you come to me and you ask me for $100. You might catch me at the wrong time. Good chance, and more than likely, you're going to catch me. You're definitely going to catch me at the wrong time. All right? But now there are some people, maybe you would never catch them at the wrong time. Maybe they always have an extra $100 lying around somewhere. Then you'd probably be a little bit backward about coming and asking me for something if you didn't think I had the ability or the means to do it. Now, it don't affect my children at all, but it might bother you, amen, to ask me for something because you may not know I have the ability to meet that need. Amen. But God has the ability to meet every need. We don't need to hesitate to ask God in our prayer and to call out to the Lord and ask Him to meet our need because we know He has the ability to meet the need in our life. You are not going to ask something that's too hard. You're not going to ask God for something that's too much. You're not going to ask God to do too much for you. He has the ability to do anything. Anything. Amen. I know God can heal the common cold. I know He can heal the sniffles. But I know God has the power to heal the cancer. I know God has the power, amen, to do the miraculous. Amen. So why would we be afraid to ask God to do the miraculous? We know He has all power. He has all power. So all we have to do is call out on God, believing that He has the ability to do it. Amen. It's not timing. It's not timing with God. But you know, this man went at midnight to his friend to call out and start banging on his friend's door. Right? Now, some of you are my friend. But if I called you in the middle of the night, you would probably not be very happy with me. Right? Brother Eric, I called him in the middle of the night one night. Had something that, you know, and I was worried about it, and I didn't want it, so I called him, about 1:30 in the morning. Sister Kelly answered the phone. She said, I need to talk to Brother Eric. And so she put Eric on the phone. Brother Eric answered, and I talked to him. I told him what it was that was bothering me. Shared it with him from the depths of my heart. I mean, it was 1:30 in the morning. I don't call anybody at 1:30 in the morning unless I really feel like I need to tell him something, right? So I'm telling him this, and he said, okay, yeah, right. So he hangs up the phone. I feel better because I've opened up my heart, you know, and shared what was on my heart. I go back to bed, and I go to sleep. He goes back to sleep. In the morning, Sister Kelly asked him, what did Brother David want when he called last night? He said, did Brother David call last night? He said, I don't know. I don't remember anything. Some people are like that, right? I mean, it's not the timing. When you pray, it don't matter when you pray. Do you know you never catch God at a bad time? It don't matter what hour it is. It don't matter if it's in the middle of the night. It don't matter what the timing is. When the need is the greatest in your life, feel free to call out on God because God is there at any time. Amen. It don't matter if everybody else has gone to bed. You can still call out to God. Amen. And God still hears us when we pray. Timing is not a factor with God. God can meet your need at any moment. God can meet your need at any moment. Now, if you come up to me and say, hey, I need $100 from you, I might have to tell you, can you wait a week? Can you wait a month? Hey, get back to me in about 6 months and we'll work something out about this. Because timing matters with me. Timing matters. It's important because I don't always have the ability, and maybe right now you catch me at a bad time. Maybe right now I'm busy. Maybe right now I'm overloaded. But you know, with God, there is never a bad time. Amen. Anytime you call out on God, amen, He's got the means, He's got the ability, He's got the power, amen, and God can move at any time. You don't have to wait for a Sunday night church service, amen, to put your need before the congregation, amen, but in the middle of the night you can call out on God. Early in the morning you can call out on the Lord, amen, and God hears you when you pray. It don't really matter the time. Do you know you don't have to wait until it's dire circumstances? Sometimes we wait to pray about it until it's fallen all around us, right? Sometimes we wait to pray until we are at our wits' end. Sometimes we wait to pray until the problem is a huge insurmountable problem. But sometimes we need to learn that we can pray about things before they get out of control. We can pray about things before they become too big we can't handle them. We can pray about the burdens before they become so big that they weigh us down. You can call out on the Lord at any time. Amen. It really doesn't matter. Call out on God. He hears you when you pray. He hears you when you pray. Amen. But what was it? What was it that got the answer to this prayer? Notice what he says. Notice what he says. I got to get my right distance here. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut. My children are with me. I cannot rise and give thee. Verse 8, I say to you, though he will not rise and give him because he is a friend. It's not because he's a friend that he's going to meet his need. It's not because of this, the friendship that he has or the relationship that he has. But it's because of the importunity. It's because he will continue on knocking. It's because this man is persistent. It's like he's never going to leave. Right? He's never going to leave, so you might as well just get up and take care of it. Thank the Lord for a Labrador Retriever. Such wonderful sermon illustrations come from a dog. Our dog goes through times when he likes to bark. That's not a bad problem in the daytime. But it's a horrible problem in the night. Right. Thank you, Sister Ruth. I can handle it at 11 o'clock. I can handle it at 12 o'clock. But when it's 3 o'clock in the morning and the dog's barking, and I'm not talking about just barking like, you know, barking at something running through the yard. I'm talking about out there, bark, 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 bark. You getting the point? Bark, bark. You lay there and you think, it's gonna stop. And there for a moment, there's a brief pause. I think he's catching his breath or something. And I'm thinking, he's done. He's finished with his barking. He's going to go into his doghouse. He's going to go to sleep. And I'm not going to have to worry about this anymore. And just as I start to slowly get back into my sleep, bark, bark. And then you get up, you go to the door, you look out, what is this dog barking at? You flip the porch light on. He stops barking. Okay, I'll leave the porch light on. I got a dog that's scared of the dark. So you get bark, bark. The only thing that will get him to stop barking is for me to get up out of my bed, get dressed, go outside, open the gate, let him out of his kennel, let him run around the yard for 5 minutes, put him back in the kennel, and he's done for the rest of the night. But who needs that at 3:30 in the morning, right? Who needs that 3:30? Who needs a dog? Who wants a dog? That's what I want to know. But I tell you, why do I get up? Not because I like the dog, obviously. Not because I'm worried about him. No. That's not why I get up out of bed. That's not why I get dressed. It's because that persistent barking. Right? That just continues. If I don't get up, he's just doing it all night long. And I'll never get any rest. I've got to get up and do something about this. Oh. And don't wake Nathan up. I don't get it. And don't wake, anyway. But that's what, read this verse, that's what he says. It's his importunity. That's why he rises up. He realizes, I'm not going to be able to get any rest from this until I meet the need. Now this is Jesus talking, so I believe he is endorsing the fact that we can be persistent in prayer. He's inviting us to be persistent in prayer. We need to realize that we can pray about something more than once. You've got a need in your life. You said, I prayed about it and I just said, pray again. Pray again. But I haven't seen God move. Keep praying. Keep praying. You've got loved ones. You need to get saved. Don't stop praying for them, but keep calling their name out on God. Amen. So God says, I'll get up. Amen. I'll answer this need. Amen. So that they will quit calling out on me about this. Be persistent in your prayer. Be persistent in your prayer. Paul said, Lord, I got this thorn in the flesh. I'm going to pray about this. I'm going to pray about this. He prayed. It never left. He said, I'm going to pray again. I don't want to have this thorn in the flesh. Right? He prayed again. Three times, thrice he asked the Lord. Until he finally got the answer, and once he heard from God, he was able to deal with it. Yes, maybe God is not going to meet the need in the way that you want it, but you can pray until you hear from God. Amen. Keep praying. Don't stop praying. Amen. But keep praying until God answers you. Till you've heard from heaven. Until God has spoken to your heart. Until the need is met. Keep calling out on the Lord. Amen. That's where it is. We're not going to overtax God. We're not going to stretch Him beyond His limit. I'm not worried about that. Amen. We're not going to catch Him at a bad time. I'm going to continue to pray until God meets the need that I have in my life right now. Amen. You got a sickness in your body? I know we pray about it. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Amen. Keep knocking. Keep calling out. Right, that word knocking right here in the scripture. When you, in the New Testament, when you see that word knock, it's not just referring to the knocking on the door, the physical act of knocking on a door, but it's associated and it goes with, and then the knocking and a voice. Knocking with a voice. If you really look at the book of Revelation, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice, it goes together. When you're knocking out on God, you lift your voice out before God. Amen. Knock, knock. Amen. And knock. Begin to call out to God. Ask. Call out to Him. Amen. And God will open the door and you can find the answer to the need that you have in your life right now. Amen. I believe God answers prayer. I believe God answers prayer. And sometimes I've prayed once and God answered. But sometimes you have to pray a little bit more. Sometimes you have to continue steadfastly in prayer. Amen. But I believe God answers prayer. God answers prayer. The persistent prayer. Amen. Now I'll tell you, you could call some people and, you know, they, middle of the night, they're not going to answer the phone. That's right. Somebody said, call them again. They'll answer. You can call them again, they'll not answer. Somebody said, call them again. Get them up. Call them. Call them. Well, you know, that's easy for them to say. Keep calling. Keep calling them. But this is Jesus that's saying, talking to us here. He's encouraging us to be persistent in prayer. Jesus is encouraging. He's the one that's telling us it's because of the importunity that He gets his, gets the need met. And the need in our life right now, let me tell you, you are not going to overwhelm Christ today. By calling out on Him and asking Him to meet the need in your life right now. Amen. Hallelujah. And it seems like sometimes we pray and we don't see anything change. I don't think that we need to stop praying. Don't get discouraged in your prayer life. Don't get discouraged in your prayer life. Keep on praying. Some of you have been praying for wayward children for a number of years. Don't give up now, but keep on praying. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I believe that God will answer the prayer. Amen. Just keep calling out on the Lord. Amen. Persistence in prayer. Would you stand with me this morning? Hallelujah. Thank God that He is persistent. Hallelujah. That we can be persistent in prayer and that God will hear us and answer. Hallelujah. Amen. Had somebody wanting to get a hold of me the other day. When I looked at my caller ID, they had called five times. Five times. Cell phones are wonderful, but you know what? Sometimes you can't get away from anybody. Right? Somebody, I was unable to answer the phone. I keep my phone on vibrate all the time. So I don't forget. That's why I keep it on vibrate all the time. But I was in somewhere where I couldn't answer the phone. And somebody called 5 times. But I got it where I could look at my phone. You have 5 missed calls from, right? He's in the back right now. But 5 missed calls. I called him. I said, Brother Eric, what do you need? What do you need? What is on? What's going on? Oh, man. You know, he needed something 5 times. Man, I thought, man, Zach's in the hospital. Sister Kelly's in the hospital. You know, he's in the hospital. Nathan's cut his arm off with a power saw or something. What's going on? 5 times. 5 times. If it had been once, you know, twice. But 5 times? What about you? You got a need in your life today? Well, I've prayed about it. God hears you when you pray. Amen. Let the Lord know just how much it means to you. Let the Lord know how important it is. Amen. By lifting your voice up to God again and again and again. Call out on God. Call out on the Lord. Amen. And God hears you when you pray. God hears you and God will answer. Press God. Lord, I've got a need, Lord. I need my children to be saved. I need my children, Lord God, to be turned to you. Amen. Don't quit praying. God hears your prayer. And I believe that God will rise up and answer your prayer. Hallelujah. It prolongs. It goes on. God's not done yet. Hallelujah. You've not overtaxed God. You've not pressed God beyond His abilities. Amen. You've not caught God at a bad time. Just keep calling out on God. And God's going to answer. God's going to answer. And meet the need that you have in your life right now. Hallelujah. Dear Jesus, God, I ask you, Lord God. God, that you'd come by this morning, Lord God, with a miracle. God, for those, Lord God, that have continued to call out on you. God, those that are continue to pray and seek your face. God, those that have unrelentingly, Lord, called out upon you for relief, for help, for strength. God, for salvation, for healing. God, I pray, Lord God, that this morning, Lord, you would hear their cry. And God, that you would rise up off your great throne of heaven. And God, that you would look down upon us. And God, that you would touch our heart today. That you would touch our life. That you would meet the need in our heart right now. I pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I feel the Lord here this morning, and I feel like God wants to touch somebody this morning. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Church, lift your hand and let's seek the Lord this morning. Lord God, we have a need, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, would you meet this need for us this morning, Lord? God, we need you to move on our behalf, oh God. Touch us now, Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. If you've got a need in your life right now this morning, amen, I want you to come and stand across the front of the church. Amen. We're going to pray with you together. Hallelujah. You got a need in your life this morning. You need God to move for you. Amen. You say, but I've already prayed about it, Brother David. Amen. We're going to pray again. Amen. I've already been prayed for. We're going to pray again. Amen. I've already requested prayer. We're going to pray again. Amen. We're not going to stop until God moves for us, until we hear from heaven. Amen. If you have a need, would you come this morning? Amen. Let's just stand across the front of this church. Amen. And take our needs before the Lord today and let God move for us. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Be persistent today. The Lord wants to meet your need. Hallelujah. Let Him know just how much it means to you. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, you know our need today, Lord. Oh, church, let's come and gather in today. Amen. Let's pray for these that have needs in their life today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Would you come with us? Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, reach out and touch the Lord.
Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we're calling out on you, Lord.
Not too busy.
Hallelujah.
To hear your heart's cry. He's not too busy. He will hear your heart's cry. Oh, he's passing by just this moment, and your needs he will supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by.
Lord,
I'm